Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading fluency. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. We don't want any sloppy slops. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. So if you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence, and under each word, you're going to see some circles. We're going to call those circles bubbles, because I like to blow bubbles. So we're going to call those bubbles. And then you're going to see a picture. If you look, you're going to see a doctor lady with a pig and a dog and a kitty cat. We're going to call her, what do you think we're going to call her? A vet. She takes care of animals. So let's color her hair brown. Find a brown crayon for me. Let's color the vet's hair brown. She's a vet. She takes care of animals. And because we're coloring a picture of a vet, I'm sure that it's a picture clue. What do you all think? Do you think it's a picture clue about the sentence? Do you think the sentence is about a vet? Or do you think the sentence is about a book? Which do you think? Boys and girls, I want you to hang on to that brown crayon, and I want you to color that doggy brown too. Color the doggy brown on number one. Yeah, I think the sentence is going to be about a vet and not a book, because there's not a book in this picture. And we definitely want to use our picture clues to help us be better readers, so I think we'll go with vet. Take one more second for the brown hair and the brown dog. One, and done. Can you find a pink crayon for the pig? Can you find a pink crayon? Color that little piggy pink. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy went to the farm. This little piggy had none. Do you all know that? Do you know that piggy? I don't know. I'm messing it all up. Okay, take two more seconds for the pink pig. Two, one, and find an orange crayon to color that cat. Can you find an orange crayon? Any kind of orange will work. Color the cat orange. All right, so the vet has an important job. She is there to help and take care of animals. All righty. Will you please hold on to that orange crayon for me? I want you to look at the sentence and find the word vet, because it's part of our picture and it should be there. Look for it. Vet. Do you see it? It's the very last word on number one. It has a V-E-T. Vet. Can you color that bubble under the word vet orange? Make the bubble orange. We'll match the kitty cat for the vet. The word is vet. And put down your orange crayon. Do you see that there's a question mark after the word vet? That means we have to use a question voice when we read our sentence. We're going to practice reading fluently. When I say that, I mean we're going to read it like we're talking. We're not going to read it like we are a robot. So put your finger under the first word. I'm going to put my finger right on the bubble under the word will. And then I'm going to practice reading this to you with my question voice. And you move your finger when I say a word. Ready? Will we go to the vet? That's my question. So I use my question voice. Scoot back to the beginning with your finger. Let's practice it again. Ready? Will we go to the vet? Do it again. Go back. This time you read it with me. Read out loud. Will we go to the vet? Last time. One time. Last time. Here we go. Will we go to the vet? And then you can answer it. Yes, we're going today. Or no, we don't have to go. So that's why it's a question. You have to answer it. Let's go down to number two. Oh, look, it's another dog with a little girl. Let's color this dog. Let's make him black. Can you find a black crayon for the little doggy? I think that is her pet. What do you think? I think that's her pet. And she has to feed him. Do you think so? She fed her pet? You think so? I think so too. She's being a good pet owner. You have to take care of your pets. You have to give them food and water every day. So we have a black dog here. And then do you see the little face of the doggy on the food bag? Let's color that doggy black as well. Let's do both. The doggy on the doggy bag and the doggy sitting her pet. I love dogs. They're my favorite. Okay, put down your black crayon in 2, 1. Let's color the bag of dog food. Let's color the bag orange. Any kind of orange crayon will work. Color the bag of dog food orange. And then I'm thinking right now, because you know I have my dog Murphy, and I'm thinking right now, I hope I fed her this morning. I think I did. Pretty sure I did. Hope I fed her. Did she eat it? See, I can't remember. Ah! And I am a good pet owner, I promise. All right, hold on to that orange crayon. We're going to look for two words this time. I want you to look for the word fed in the sentence. F-ed, fed. Do you see it? It's the second word. Can you bubble that orange? The bubble under the word fed, F-E-D, see it? It's the second bubble. Color that orange for me. And then look for the word pet, pet, p-et. See it? It's the last bubble. Can you fill that bubble in orange for me also? P-et. And we'll color that one orange. All right, put down your orange crayon. Let's practice reading this sentence. There's not a question mark, so we're just gonna read like we're talking. So you put your finger on the bubble under the first word, she, and I'll read it to you. You move your finger and I'll read it. Here we go. She fed her pet. She did. She did. Let's do it again. Move your finger. Here we go. She fed her pet. I'm reading it like we're talking. You do it with me. You read out loud. Ready? Move your finger and read out loud. Ready? Go. She fed her pet. Last time, she fed her pet. Good for her. She remembers. Mrs. Oldham doesn't, but she does. Let's move down to number 3. Oh, look, it's some guys. It's some men. Let's color the first man, the one closest to the sentence. Let's color his shirt blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. Doesn't matter. And let's color his shirt blue. The first man. Let's color his shirt blue. So we have some men here. Some boys. Some men. And so I'm thinking this sentence is probably going to be about baby girls. Yeah? No. Let's color his pants blue as well. So we'll have a blue shirt and blue pants. All right, so the sentence is not going to be about a baby girl. It's going to be about these big men. Yes. All right, put down your blue crayon. The second guy, let's color his shirt yellow. Let's make his shirt yellow. He's wearing a yellow shirt. Do you think they're brothers? Friends? No. Uncles? Dads? Teachers? Doctors? I could go on all day. I'll stop. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's make his pants blue as well. He should have blue pants too, like jeans, you know? So, all right, this sentence is going to be about men. These two men right here. Hang on to your blue crayon. Let's look for the word men in the sentence. Men. M-E-N. Men. Did you find it? Yep, it's the second word. So let's color the bubble blue under the word men. M-E-N. Color the bubble blue. And then put down your blue crayon. I see a period. So we're just going to read it like we're talking. Point to the first word. It says the. Follow along with your finger while I read it like I'm talking. The men have to go. Oh no, they have to go. Let's read it again. Move your finger. The men have to go. Do it with me. Read out loud. The men have to go. They do. What do they have to do? They have to go. Last time, ready? The men have to go. There you go. We're not reading like robots. We're reading fluently. Scoot down to number 4. I see a jet. Do you see a jet? It's pretty cool. Let's color it red. Any kind of red will work. Let's color the jet red. Have you ever flown in a jet? I mean, I've flown in an airplane. I think it could be called a jet. Oh, I like to fly. I read a book. I take a nap. It's very relaxing. But I want you to know I never went on a plane until I was 18 years old. So if you haven't been on a plane yet, that's okay. You can wait like I did. I waited a very long time. It's true, I did. Okay, take 3 more seconds to color this jet. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, I'm pretty sure. Since we colored a picture of a jet, that the word jet is going to be in our sentence. So I want you to look for it. J-et. See if you can find it. J-et. Do you find it? It's the last word in the sentence. J-E-T. Color that bubble red. Let's match it. Color that bubble red. And then go ahead and put down your red crayon. Do you see what's after the word jet? It's not a question mark, and it's not a period. It's an exclamation mark, which means we're excited about something. We have a lot of emotion. So I'm going to read this like I'm really excited. Let's put our finger on the first bubble under the word look, and let's move our fingers, and I'll read it to you. Here we go. Look at the jet. It's like little kids when they see one in the sky and they get so excited. So that's what we're doing. Put your finger on the word again. Look. Here we go. Look at the jet. Do it with me. Get really excited, but don't talk really loud so that you disturb people in your room. Ready? Let's go. Look at the jet. And one more time. Last time. Look at the jet. Oh. All right. Scoot down to number 5. I see a birthday boy. I'm going to tell you what his name is. Ready? His name is Ben. Let's color Ben's party hat green. Find a green crayon. Any kind of green will do. Let's color his party hat green. Can you tell how old Ben is from this picture? Can you tell? You're so smart. Yes, he's 10. Let's color the numbers, the 1 and the 0. Let's color them green to match his party hat. That's so fun to have birthdays. I love having birthdays, and you get to eat cupcakes and cake. And you have your friends over for a party and your family, and you get to blow out candles. Oh, yeah, and presents. Don't forget that. It's just so fun. Birthday. So Ben is turning 10. He's gonna be 10. That's awesome. All right, hold on to your green crayon. Can you find the word Ben in the sentence? Ben. B-E-N. Ben. Yes, it's the first bubble right there. B-E-N. Color that bubble green for me. Ben. Color it green. And then can you find the word 10? Because he's 10. T-E-N. 10. See it? It's the third bubble. T-E-N. Fill that bubble in green. And then put your green crayon down. We just have a period on this sentence, so this is just easy. We'll just read it like we're talking. Put your finger under the first word, Ben, and just follow along while I read. Ben is 10 now. It's true. Read it with me again. Point with your finger. Ben is 10 now. How old is he now? Ben is 10 now. You read it with me out loud, not super loud though. Ben is 10 now. Last time, how old is Ben? Ben is 10 now. Okay, number 6, last one. Wow, this page has a lot of dogs. I love them. Okay, we already colored a brown dog and we already colored a black dog. Is there another color for a dog? What do you think? Could we do brown and black? A little bit of both? All right, you make it however you want. I'm going to do brown ears and I'm going to do brown nose. And I'm going to do brown little feet and then the rest, oh, and a brown tail. And then I'm going to make the rest of him black. So he's a little bit of both. So it looks like, I don't know if you have dogs, it looks like he's trying to beg. Uh-oh. This dog's name is Ted. He's Ted, Ted the dog. And it looks like he's begging. See how he's standing, kind of sitting up with his paws in front of him? Oh, no, you're not supposed to beg. It's not polite. Okay, put down your crayon, whichever one you're working on. It doesn't matter, black or brown. Take 2 more seconds, finish up that dog. 2, 1. All right. Find your brown crayon, whichever one. Find your brown crayon. Let's look for the word Ted. That's the dog's name. Look for the word Ted in the sentence. Ted. Ed. Yep, it's the last word. Color that bubble brown for me. Ted. And then find the word beg. Beg, because that's what he's doing. Beg. See it? Yep, it's the third one. It's right next to the word Ted. You're right. Color that bubble brown. Color that one brown. All right, put down your brown crayon. Ooh, do you see what's next to the word Ted? It's an exclamation. We're supposed to have a lot of emotion. But all right, so it says, okay, I'm getting excited. I like to read with exclamation marks. Put your finger under the first word on the bubble under the first word. It says do. That you follow along. I'll read it to you with my exclamation voice. It says, do not beg, Ted. It's like we're kind of mad. Go back to the beginning. Ready? Do not beg, Ted. Okay, you read it with me. Do not beg, Ted. Last time. Do not. Boys and girls, you did the whole thing, and we never read like a robot. We were really fluent. I'm so proud of you. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.